Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yesterday, we had four key points toward the end of the broadcast. We're going to start right where we left off. So in order to operate in fruitfulness, number one, we must abide in Christ. So we live in Christ and Christ lives in us. We abide together. How do we abide? How does Christ live within us? And that is through the Word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So the Word is God. So Christ lives in us through the Word. We live in Christ through the Word. The same way that Christ came forth by the Word. The Word was spoken on to Mary, and she said, "According to your word, let it be unto me, according to your word." And we know in John chapter 1, verse 14, it tells us that the Word becomes flesh. The Word became flesh. So the Word becomes flesh when we operate, we grab a hold of the Word and we begin to operate in it. It becomes flesh once again here in the earth. So point number one, to be fruitful, we must abide in Christ. Point number two, we must bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. A life connected to Christ will naturally produce the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Number three, a fruitful life always glorifies God. It takes no credit for itself because we know we can't bear fruit without him. He
right.
said that. Jesus said that. Without me, you can do nothing. As much as we will for something, a natural fruit like a strawberry or an orange, as much as we will for it, without the plant, we can do nothing. It's not coming.
It's not coming.
You could go stand outside and call for it and pray for it and jump and shout for it. But unless there is a tree that bears that fruit there, it's not coming. So we have to make sure that we are connected with God to bring forth fruit. The fruit is not coming without God. The peace is not coming without God. The kindness, the goodness, the fruits of the Spirit are not coming without the fruit of the Spirit, without God. Because otherwise we're going to be operating in the fruits of the flesh and we're not going to be able to operate in the fruits of the Spirit.
And I like the point you make, Diane, this morning, and you guys can continue to elaborate in that. A life connected to Christ. Now he's saying this for sure now. So we're making a bold statement on this Tuesday morning. A life that is connected to Christ will naturally, just naturally produce fruit and its own. Doesn't have to work to produce them. A life now that is connected to Christ will produce fruit naturally and its own. And its own. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit will come forth. Any life that is connected to Christ will bear the fruit of the Spirit. Are you seeing that out in Radio Land? You cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit unless you are in Jesus Christ, abiding in him.
You can't call for a banana off an
orange
tree.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think I've said this before on the radio. When I first became saved, I was only 22 years old, and I was out there having fun. You know, I was doing some things that normally a teenager would do and have fun. And then all of a sudden, I got a personal relationship with God. And all those desires went completely away. And so the thing is that when we become connected to God, we change. Yes. And not because we do it on purpose. It just happens.
Yes.
Because we become born again. And becoming born again means our spirit becomes alive. It awakens. And that's exactly what happened to me. And my friends were looking at me like, what is wrong with you? You know, and I just had a complete, even my own mother said, wow. Because I was raised Catholic. And in the beginning, she was like, what did you do? What did you do? And I say, I came to know God. And she eventually says, you know, maybe you're right, because I do see a change in you. Yeah. So the bottom line is that when we are born again and we connect in the spirit and our spirit becomes alive, we change. And we change because God now abides in us. And that makes a profound change in the way we act. But then again, we might have some fiery darts come at us. And so it's very easy to fall back into the way we were. So it's a constant thing. Once we become born again and we get a little taste of what it's like to know God and to be in Him, then we have to fight to survive in this life, because fiery darts will come. And I have to say, all these years, I've been following God and I've never turned back and I've never went back to the way I was. And so when people say that they change, and it's only God that can change an addict or somebody, I mean, that's the only way, because we are who we are. We're human and we're on this side of life and we're human and we're going to do things humanly. So we need to be always connected to the vine.
Dan, you can pick up again with, because we say the life that is connected to Christ, let's stay there for a while, naturally bear fruit. And the fruit is coming from the Spirit. So we know if that life is connected to Christ by the fruit that comes forth, because the Spirit dwells. And so we can go through those fruit of the Spirit this morning.
So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As like Pastor Emily said, our taste buds begin to change when we are born again, when we develop a relationship with Christ. So then our taste buds change, and then we are able to desire these things. We desire love more than hate.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. So when we know with our flesh maybe would have, you know, been harsh, love. We operate in love. We choose to operate in joy, where we were in John chapter 15, verse 11 tells us, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. So our joy is full from his joy. It's not our joy. It's not our joy, because, you know, naturally people look toward, you know, the negative.
Yes.
You know, a kid brings home a report card. They got six eggs. And I'm not eggs, A's, six A's, and they have one F. You say, what you got an F for? You don't say, you don't congratulate them on all the A's, on all the accomplishments, right? You say, what you got an F in? How did that happen? How you got an F? Right? We automatically look at the negative.
Yes.
But Jesus is telling us that these things he's spoken to us, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. So we have to be intentional about looking at the positive before we look at the negative, looking at the strengths before we look at the weaknesses. We have to be intentional about that, because otherwise we're going to look straight at the worst. Always go to the worst case scenario, right?
Right.
We need to be looking positively through the lens, through the love, through the joy, through the peace, through the patience, through the kindness, through the goodness, through the faithfulness, through the gentleness, through self-control, which is produced by the Spirit.
So true love only comes from the Spirit. True love only comes from the Spirit. So you cannot bear true love unless you are connected to the vine. And the vine, we declare, that is Jesus Christ. And from him comes true love. And true joy comes from Jesus Christ, right? It comes from the Spirit. So it comes from him. So we cannot have true joy. You can have joy, but it won't last. It's just for a moment. You can have some love, but it won't last. It's just for a moment. just for a moment. So we're saying here, true joy, true love, true peace that lasts comes from being in Christ. And Pastor Dan tells us how we can abide in him. We have to go in the word to do that. When the word is in you, then Christ is in you. And you are in Christ because the word is in you. You remember the story, guys. Not the story, but this. Jesus was at the well, mm-hmm. you know, and he met up with the Good Samaritan. Mm-hmm. No, the woman Samaritan at the well. Mm-hmm. The Samaritan woman at the well. And you notice the conversation they have. Jesus says, I have water that if you drink of this water that I have, you will never thirst again. And you won't have to come back here. That puzzled that woman. Because she be coming for what? Physical water. The natural water. And she always coming for this water. Because Jesus wasn't talking about a natural water. Jesus was talking about a water that surpasses natural. Here, so we can put this back together. Yet see, when Jesus talk about love, he's not talking about natural love that people have to hunt for all the time. Once you have the love of God, that's it. That's it. You don't have to go searching for it. I think I got it. I think he loves me. And then tomorrow, I don't think he loves me. You know, when you have the love of God, it's perfect. The perfect love of God. When it's his love is perfect. His peace is perfect. His joy is perfect. When he gives you anything, it's in its totality. And so you don't go out to go search for it.
Okay? Yeah, it casts out all fear. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So we don't have to be in fear that God's going to take his love away. That he's going to hide his love from us. No, his perfect love casts out all fear. Pastor Hadden made a point on Sunday at church about the difference between being connected to church and being connected to God. Because a lot of people, they connect to church, but they don't connect to God. So they'll go out and they'll say something about their church in the midst of their ungodly character. Because they're only connected to their church, but not to God. When we're connected to God, then we operate in godly character. We operate in the fruits of the Spirit because we know that above all, we're representing God, not an organization, but we're representing a kingdom. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.